He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. Wow, it's Wednesday already. Where is this year going? It's already 3 weeks into the new year. And the markets, well, they still haven't really made up their mind, have they, on which direction they're going to head this year. I've definitely been doing more selling than I've been doing buying here so far this year. Let's see how things are going today. As of now, the Dow is down 18 points. A lot of that is IBM. I believe if you take IBM out of the mix, I believe that the Dow would be positive. The S&P is positive, so why shouldn't the Dow? The S&P is up 1.2 points. Not a big move, but it's green. The S&P is at 1,844 right now. The NASDAQ, which has been the leading index in the world for the last 15 months, it continues to be the leading index in the world as it's up today. And it's been bucking the trend so far this year. Many days when the Dow is down, you'll find that the NASDAQ is up. And the NASDAQ, obviously, is chock full of technology stocks, pharmaceuticals, and biotech stocks, which continue to lead this market. We have gold flat on the day. Gold is a boat without a paddle. After almost sinking last year, down 26%, gold was at $1,241 per ounce. Crude oil, which has been under pressure, and that's helped the airline stocks and the trucking stocks. I saw Old Dominion had a good day again yesterday. Crude oil is at $95.84, and the 10-year yield is at 2.83%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're off to a good start here at Gunderson Capital Management. As I look at the assets under management today, I see new all-time highs by a long shot. And I see a lot of the stocks that we're invested in, the best stocks now, continuing to do very, very well. Having said that, I've definitely done more selling since the turn of the year than I have done buying. In fact, I sold several yesterday. What causes me to sell? Well, you know, the first indication to me is that technical pattern. I already know what the fundamentals are like. I already know what the performance has been like. But when the technicals start to turn sour, that's your first inclination, that's your first clue that maybe the stock is getting a temperature. Better check it out. Better look down its throat. See if there's any tonsils that are turning red. See if there's a fever. See if other stocks in that sector are coming down with the same malady. And I see a lot of retail stocks in particular giving up the ghost here in 2014. They did okay last year. I don't know if the Target breach has had something to do with it. But the two retailers that I own, TJ Maxx, I sold yesterday, and my Netflix, which I would consider a consumer-driven stock, I sold also. Didn't like the chart at all. And I also sold in my aggressive accounts, Tractor Supply, but I held on to it in my conservative growth accounts. Sometimes I make split decisions like that, just like a boxing match. It's a split decision. So several retailers went the way of the world yesterday. I also sold my TripAdvisor. I just don't like the way that the stock is behaving. So that's the way it goes. We've raised some cash. We started the year, or at least as of the newsletter last Friday, I believe I was sitting on about 20%, a pile of 20% cash. You see my chair going up here? That's cash that I'm sitting on. And I think I raised probably another 10% yesterday. I'll have to check. So say I'm about 70% invested right now and 30% cash. And that cash level is the highest it's been probably in over 6 months. 7 months. Why is that? Are you afraid of this market, Bill? Do you see the big bear coming, lurking around the corner? Not really. But I make a lot of little decisions on a daily basis. And I find that the raising of cash and the selling of stocks is kind of a natural process as you go through your holdings every single day. You know, yesterday I was working. I took a quick little vacation because of the 3-day holiday, and I got back today. But yesterday or last night, but all the yesterday morning, I watched my stocks until the market closed. And I thought, you know what? It's a darn good thing I was here watching these stocks today, because there were several that didn't look good, and I sold them. And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine going a day, one day. Whether 5 days times 52, there's 260 trading days. Subtract a few vacations, so maybe there's 255 trading days. I want you to know that I'm at my post every one of those 255 trading days. God help me. I have been here in my post. I can't imagine going a day without looking at my stocks. I think if I was on my deathbed, I'd say, can you bring me my iPad so I can check the stocks? But I also have a backup, two backups that are also watching the stocks. You know, they can change really, really quickly. And if you're not vigilant and if you're not on top of it, before you know it, something's down very quickly. And then sometimes things come along like a new skin out of left field. Communist newspaper writes a negative article on your stock. Where did that come from? It broadsided, you know, and there's no defense against that. And by the way, I have dumped my new skin also for a small loss, I think maybe 8 or 9%. But the problem is, you know, at one time I did have a pretty nice profit in the stock. Some things you just can't anticipate. And I've had people Monday morning quarterback, why didn't you sell it before this happened? Well, then why didn't I bet on all my money on the Seattle Seahawks to go all the way this year in the Super Bowl? You know, hindsight is always 20/20. But from time to time, it's going to happen in the future. One of these stocks that we're talking about today or next week or the following week that we have a big position in is going to get broadsided by the FDA or an accounting scandal. Now, I do my absolute best to try to mitigate such things, and the best way to mitigate such things is, number one, to pay attention to the stock for any warning signs. Number two, buy good high quality stocks to begin with. And number three is to watch those technical patterns very, very closely. And number four, and this is the biggest one of all, I never make any one position more than 3-4% of my overall portfolio. And I know there's people out there that they hear me talk about a stock on the air, which I don't make recommendations. I just give examples. These are examples. This is a classroom. We have to give examples from today's market. It doesn't do me any good to give you an example of stocks from 50 years ago or from 40 years ago or from 30 years ago. This is today. There's modern inventions. There's new drugs being discovered. There's new technologies coming out. We need to stay on top of the stocks of today, which makes me wonder, why does Jim Cramer own GE? He was talking about, oh, we own GE in our charitable trust. And, you know, the more I see these earnings reports come out, the more it reminds me that these stocks of yesteryear, okay, you got IBM here. IBM, stinker. Bad earnings. Stinking up the joint. Should you have owned IBM in the first place? Is IBM really a stock of today? You know, I thought a lot about what to name my app, my newsletter, my show. And I know it's not real clever or anything, but I couldn't come up with anything better than the best stocks now. With the emphasis on now. They even change from week to week sometimes. A best stock now could not be a best stock now 2 weeks from now. But definitely these stocks of yesteryear who have kind of come and gone and flamed out. I see Sears is closing their flagship store in Chicago. I see IBM is bringing down the Dow today. I think last week it was the two banks, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, which are okay. But are they really stocks of today anymore? And I'd have to say the same thing about General Electric. Why would a fund manager today own General Electric, GE? I mean, can't you dig a little bit deeper and find something that's a little bit more current with new ideas and new management and breaking new ground? That's just me. Maybe you feel more comfortable wrapped in your warm, fuzzy blanket called GE and IBM. Not me. I want to find the best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, the year so far has started off, in my book, just a little bit on the messy side. Will we get a better feel? I think, you know what, probably the key is next week's Fed meeting, wherein Janet Yellen will chair her first Fed meeting. She'll be the one answering questions afterwards. No more Bernanke. And in my opinion, maybe this is one of the reasons why the market's been a bit sloppy here so far in 2014, because we haven't really heard from her at all. So I think next week could be a big telltale sign as to how the rest of the year, or at least the next several months, are going to go. I've stepped into 2014 tiptoeing, very cautious. I put up the yellow flag on January the 1st because of the change at the top. That was my biggest reason. Number two reason would be, you know, we're at 19.14 forward PE ratio right now, and we'll get a better feel once these earnings come in there. So that's a big question mark. And number three, I just see a lot of stocks that are in an extended mode right now, one, or in a topping out mode. And let's not call it topping out yet. It may be a basing mode before the next move upwards. And I even see a lot of stocks that have begun to roll over a little bit. Gave the example of Priceline had a huge day yesterday, but I don't like the way Netflix is rolling over. I didn't like the way TJ Maxx was rolling over, so there's a few starting to roll over right now. So I just think until we get clearer direction, I really haven't bought anything new. I think I've bought one so far this year. We'll see how it pans out. But that's the way it is so far this year. Now, having said that, there's still some good stocks out there that I have my eyeballs on. But the ones that I want to avoid are the stocks of yesteryear. And I'm going to give an example. You know what? From time to time, I know I spoil all my listeners with good stocks every single day. But once in a while, I think we need to look at one of these big names that everybody's talking about because it's in the news. Company by the name of General Electric. It's a Dow Jones Industrial Component. It's a company that is $265 billion in market cap. It's headquartered in Fairfield, Connecticut. Let's just take a look, because you know what? You learn a lot by studying contrast. Fishermen know to look for contrast in the water, where the clean water meets the dirty water, where the cold water meets the warm water. Contrast. You can't really appreciate the good unless you've experienced. You can't really know how cold it really is until you felt how warm it really is. And you know what I'm saying? Contrast is a big tool for learning. So let's take a look at a stock that I would have a hard time calling a best stock now. But at the same time, it's a very popular stock. Let's begin by looking at the performance of General Electric over the years. Over the last 10 years, much of this is Jeffrey Immelt's tenure, probably the entire 10 years is his tenure. Of course, he replaced Jack Welch, one of the great CEOs of all time. How has Immelt done for the last decade to the shareholders? Okay, you stand up in front of the shareholders, walk up to the podium, and you report, shareholders, over the last 10 years, through all the dividends and capital appreciation here at GE, I've made you just under 1% per year. That's right, 0.9%. And the folks in the audience say, but Mr. Immelt, the market's made us 4.9% per year. He says, well, I know we went through some bad times at General Electric, but now we've got the ship on the right course, and let's look at the last 5 years. Let's forget those last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, Mr. Immelt would counter and say, I've delivered 19.2% per year, while the market's only delivered 17%. Okay. You've beat the market by a couple of points over the last 5 years. But again, over the last 10 years, you've sorely underperformed the market. And your performance over the last 5 years, we can find hundreds and hundreds of stocks that have done much, much better than GE over the last 5 years. Let's take a look at the last 3 years. GE has delivered 13.8% per year, while the market's delivered 12.8%. It's just barely nudged out the S&P 500 with a lot more risk, because owning just one stock versus 500, there's a lot more risk involved. Overall, when I rate this performance, Mr. Immelt, of GE, against all the other publicly traded stocks that I follow in my database, I give you a performance grade of C. That's right, C, passing. That's it. Now, in 2008, when the storm was raging, how did GE hold up? Down 54%. So you think it's safe, huh? You think GE's a warm, fuzzy blanket to wrap yourself in, huh? It wasn't so warm and fuzzy in 2008, was it? When the market was down 50, or when the stock was down 54%, and they needed bailout money from the government, because they had bad loans on their books. Just don't forget, a big arm of GE is GE Capital, which I believe has been spun off now and is called something else. It's like, we never had anything to do with this one. Over the last 12 months, GE has matched the returns of the S&P 500. It gets a momentum grade of D+. It gets a performance grade of C. Okay, are value investors licking their chops right now, looking at this P.E. ratio of 17 on GE and this forward P.E. ratio of 14.3. Well, you have to take into consideration that the company is only expected to grow their earnings by about 8 to 9% per year over the next 5 years. Single-digit growth, in my book, generally equates to single-digit returns on your investment. I don't like to buy stocks that are growing in the single digits. Now, I will give you this. It's very difficult to grow a $265 billion company, to continue to grow it. But from my perspective and what I've watched of GE over the last 10 years, I've seen one misstep after another. I've seen big, big investments in solar that went south. I've seen big, big investments in other areas, technology, that have gone south. I've seen big investments in aerospace. And while other aerospace stocks are flourishing, it hasn't panned out for GE. The chart of GE, it's a stinker, which would make me ask, why? Why would anyone own GE? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about the direction of the market currently, or the lack of direction in the market currently. We've talked about next week's Fed meeting, which will occur Tuesday. That will be Ms. Yellen's first opportunity to let us know how she's going to handle monetary policy going forward. Will she try to outdo Japan? Japan has the loosest policy in the world right now. Loosey goosey. Let's take a look at how Japan's stock market is doing. You know, I don't know. I just don't see that much going on in their market. I know it had a big year last year, but as I look at a chart here of EWJ, I don't see it exactly breaking out here on their absolutely loose policy. I brought up the fact that I've done more selling this year than I have done buying. I probably started the year 90% invested with 10% cash, and now I'm probably 70% invested with about 30% cash. And it's just been natural attrition in stocks that, in my opinion, were rolling over. I didn't like the looks of them. And every time I buy or sell something, I send out a little tweet about it. And at the end of the day, you can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and on the cover, on the front page of the website, on the home page, is all the tweets that I send out during the day. Vital messages that I'm sending out to my followers, to my subscribers, to my clients. And this is in addition to the weekly newsletter that I write. So if you think you're lost and there's nobody to hold your hand from Saturday to Saturday, well, I'm here every single day. I cannot think of one day last year, 260 trading days, whatever it works out to be, that I didn't check all the stocks that I own. And even yesterday was a travel day for me. But in the morning, I always book my flight in the late afternoon, 2 o'clock, get all my work done, did a radio show. Not good sound quality. I got to figure that out. That's a problem. We'll figure it out. But the show got done. In rain, sleet, or snow, the show must go. And then I was on Twitter during the trading day, sent out several tweets, sold about 3 or 4 stocks yesterday, sent out a tweet. I'm selling this. Here's why. Didn't buy anything. Noticed a couple that I put on my watch list. So maybe during the course of a day, I send out anywhere from 5 to 10 tweets. It's only the most vital and important stuff that I see on a daily basis. It's real easy to set up a Twitter account. Just download Twitter. Give yourself a handle, like good old boy or whatever. You know, what was that? I used to like that trucking song a long time ago. We got ourselves a convoy. Well, you know, you can do that. It's Twitter now. Stock market has a convoy. And if you want to just follow stocks, you can open up an account at StockTwits. Doesn't cost anything. Go to StockTwits.com, create a handle, and you're in business. Choose who you want to follow. Then maybe you'll get some followers. I have quite a few followers. I just started this whole Twitter business not too long ago, and I've got quite a few people that follow me now, including some big heavyweights, wanting to know what I've got to say. Imagine that. Imagine the dearth of information out there on major financial channels. Anyways, we talk about best stocks now. We gave an example of a mediocre stock. General Electric, I think not only is a mediocre stock, I think it's a mediocre company myself. But, you know, you might have a different opinion. You might say, well, I own GE for the dividend. Well, you know what? I don't think I'd even own it in my dividend portfolio. It does pay a 3.4% dividend yield, but here's my problem, okay? Of the 3,777 stocks that I follow, GE comes in at number 2,777. It's in the bottom tier of the market. And I don't like to own stocks that are in the bottom tier of the market. So let's give an example of a stock that's in the top tier of the market. If you come visit me sometime here in San Diego, where it's a pretty nice day today, just a little bit of fog, a little bit of cloud cover, but overall I think we'll have about 70 degree weather, and we've got about 8 foot, 10 foot surf right now. Not good for fishermen, but the surfers are all out with their surfboards and their wetsuits and playing hooky today, calling in sick to work. Got the offshore breeze or the onshore breeze and big waves, and it's surfer's delight right now here in San Diego. But Gilead Sciences has been a good stock for me. When you come visit my office, you'll see on my wall I have posters of Gilead Sciences. They've been there for over a year. This is one of the biggest winners that the app has discovered. It's discovered a lot of huge winners in the market. Gilead develops therapeutics to treat viral, fungal, respiratory, and cardiovascular diseases. Get this, Gilead is now almost as big as GE. Well, not quite, but it's $129 billion. That's nothing to sneeze at. GE is $220 billion, and Gilead is gaining on it quickly. Immolt keeps looking in his rearview mirror. What's that car coming up? What's that big truck barreling down, breathing down my neck? Could be Gilead Sciences, one of the biggest winning drug stocks in the entire market, out of Foster City, California. I've owned Gilead for a long, long time. And guess what? It continues to break out to new all-time highs, Immolt. Let's take a look at the difference between a stock like Gilead, which I consider a best stock now, versus a stock like GE. Okay, remember GE's returns over the last 10 years? I think it was 0.9. Well, add a 25 in front of that 0.9, Mr. Immolt. Gilead's returns have been 25.9% per year. 25.9% per year over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, while GE is just barely beating the S&P 500, Gilead has been delivering 27% per year, while the market's been delivering 17% per year. And over the last 3 years, it gets even better. While GE is just barely in front of the market, Gilead has delivered 62% per year over the last 3 years, while the market's delivered 12. That's pretty phenomenal. And over the last 1 year, Gilead is up 109%. It's more than double. The market's only up 23.5. Nothing to sneeze at, but I would certainly take these returns of Gilead over the returns of GE. Blow them away. But there's no dividend, you say. GE pays a 3.4% dividend. You can have your dividend, all right? There's two ways of making money in a stock. There's three, actually. The first way of making money is capital appreciation, the stock going up in value. The second, and it's secondary, is the dividend. The third way, I suppose, would be to write options against your holding. Which, I'm not a big fan of that. But Gilead has delivered the goods when it comes to capital appreciation. They don't pay a dividend. You're not going to get your little check every month. Instead, you've gotten phenomenal capital appreciation. You've gotten phenomenal growth on your investment in the stock. When GE comes in and gets a performance grade of C, Gilead comes in and gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the premier stocks in the entire market. And, of course, it's your choice. You're the manager. You're the general manager of your portfolio. Some people are the general manager and the manager. Kind of like Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. Therein lies the rub there. Jerry Jones interferes with the football people. I think you can see the results over the years. I think a lot of people in Dallas would rather Jerry Jones just own the team and let football people run the team. But you're the general manager of your portfolio. And if you're the manager too, it's your choice whether to own the best stocks in the market or the GEs and the IBMs and the Intels of the world. By the way, how did Intel's report go last week? Another stinker. Yeah, another stinking report. Intel's gone nowhere in 10 years, and yet people continue to own Intel. It's your choice. Gilead, valuation. Well, good stocks don't come cheap, do they? Having said that, this stock is still trading at a pretty steep discount to its anticipated growth rate, believe it or not. In fact, the PEG ratio is 0.69. Of the 3,777 stocks that I follow, Gilead comes in at number 90. It's breaking out to new all-time highs, and it's a big, big, large position. And it has been for a long time here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can own the best, or you can swim with mediocrity. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got a bit of a theme going on here today. We're comparing good stocks with bad stocks. And don't forget, on my website, I have a page called Good Stock, Bad Stocks. They're all there in alphabetical order. Almost any stock you can think of. You look it up, and if I've commented on it, if I've sent out a tweet on it, if I've done a commentary on it, or written an article, it'll be there. And whether it's a stinker or whether it's not, there's good stocks, and there's bad stocks, right? Just like anything else, there's good football players, there's good baseball players, and there's so-so football players and baseball players, just like anything else. And I like to focus and concentrate on the best ones. And when they're no longer the best ones, I move on. All right. So anyways, let's take a look at one more here for contrast, because it's in the news. The Dow would probably be positive were it not for this stock. The Dow is negative because it has this stock. Let's take a look at a company headquartered in, I think it's New York City. I just want to make sure of that. Armonk, New York, IBM. Okay, IBM, let's give just another quick example here. IBM, over the last 3 years, has really, really struggled. IBM has been only going up by 8.5% per year, while the market's been going up by 12.6% per year. Get this, over the last 12 months, okay, the last 12 months has been one of the best years we've had in the market in quite some time. In fact, as we count from today to 12 months ago, the market is up 23.5%. IBM is down 2% over the last 12 months. That's terrible. What's going on? IBM, even having said that, still gets a little bit of a better performance grade than General Electric does. It gets a C+. General Electric gets a C. IBM also held up better in 2008. IBM was only down 21% in 2008, the year that the market was down 38%. GE, by contrast, was down 54% that year. But IBM's performance over the last 3 years has been really horrible. Momentum grade, C+. You say, well, maybe IBM is a screaming buy here. Not so fast. IBM currently has a P.E. ratio of, let's see, P.E. is 12. That's a big discount to the market. But they're only expected to grow by 9% per year over the next 5 years. Another single-digit grower. Okay, it's up to you. You can own single-digit growers, or you can own the companies that are a little bit more in the prime of their life. Me personally, I like companies that are in the prime of their life. I don't really like single-digit growers. And you could say, well, we can buy IBM for its 2.1% dividend yield. Well, even with that 2.1% dividend yield, you still lost 2% over the last 12 months. Without the dividend, you would have been down 4.1%. But because you got a dividend, you were only down 2. That's not much better than short-term bonds. I just don't like big, old, stodgy stocks of yesteryear. In fact, down the hall here at the big wirehouse firm, I wonder how many shares of IBM they own. I wonder how many shares of Intel they own. I wonder how many shares of General Electric that they own. And if they do, why? Because it's an easy sell. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you want to own companies that you deal with every single day, like Procter & Gamble. You get up in the morning and you brush your teeth with Procter & Gamble and Johnson products. You turn on your computer and there's Intel and there's Microsoft and there's IBM. You go to the refrigerator in your kitchen to make breakfast. I've heard this all. See, I've heard this spiel. They pull things out of their bag, these wholesalers. They pull out razor blades and you shave, and then they pull out a can of, or they pull out a box of cereal and your Kellogg of Battle Creek. You've used some Q-tips. You open up your GE refrigerator. It's just warm and fuzzy. And it's an easy sell. But does it produce? I mean, that's the bottom line. Does it produce? And I am just not, if you're coming to me for big, well-known blue-chip stocks, you can go to thousands of firms across America to do that. And if you want a nice asset allocation that fits your risk profile and your age, and you want to scatter it all around in bonds and stocks and gold and foreign and small and large and spread it all over, short-term bonds, long-term bonds, I'm not the guy. You can go to thousands of firms all across America to do that kind of business. And if you want your portfolio adjusted and looked at, maybe 4 times a year at most, more than likely once a year, I'm not your guy. I look at my portfolios 250 to 260 days every trading day. And usually the days that aren't trading days, I'm still looking at charts here at Gunderson Capital Management. And my style's not for everybody. You have to decide for yourself. A good way to begin with me is to take a peek at my newsletter. I publish that thing every single week. We have thousands. We send out thousands of newsletters every single weekend. And I try to make it as simple and as easy as possible for folks to understand. I don't want to make investing some big mystery and talking all these big terms that nobody understands, like Fibonacci, which I can't even spell. Let's just keep it simple. Let's just be logical. Let's read the tea leaves. Let's watch the wind every week. Let's read the weather forecast, and let's go out there on the water every day and see what the conditions are, and let's act accordingly. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. You can also give us a call here to talk about the services that we offer, the app, the website, and the money management services. We are pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.